welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Mark Whitman.
And this is the wrestling podcast where we talk about the wrestling you grew up with. And today, a special episode where we are going to not give you play-by-play. We're going to watch the 1995 Royal Rumble and just talk about the match.
Yeah.
And so what we want you to do, you know, get you something to drink, relax, get the network queued up to the 95 Royal Rumble, and listen to our show while you're watching the match. Because you might learn something.
Do you got the time?
It's right at 1.
We'll tell you here in just a second.
Yeah, just a second. I got it paused. I have paused it where the British Bulldog is about to enter the ring.
Yeah.
He and Shawn Michaels are getting ready to
ducking his head to climb under the ropes right
yeah.
now.
So that's where we're starting. We're not even going to give you a gimmick table. You know where the banners are. You know how to click on them. We're just going to get into what could possibly be the worst Royal Rumble of all time.
Not because the match is bad, just because we did the 91 Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Is it 91 or 92 Royal Rumble?
Yes, 92.
I'm sorry, which is widely considered to be the best of all time. This is at the height of the cartoon. Everybody had a trade.
It was this Royal Rumble that made a young Paul Heyman say, "We can do better."
Yeah, we can do better than this.
So here we go. This is at the two-hour mark, two-hour, one-minute. So, British Bulldogs in a ring. Again, we're not going to – this is not play-by-play.
No, we're just going to talk about what we see happening.
Yeah, and what I see happening now is
I need
to turn it down because I can't hear.
Yeah, we might want to turn that down a little bit so that we're going to get sued.
So,
but you got two greats in the ring right now.
Yeah.
British Bulldog got some new gear.
Yeah.
But, man, he's jacked.
He is quite jacked.
And this is
before the injury.
This is the shortest Royal Rumble, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
They cut everybody back where used to it was 2 minutes. Now everybody's got 1 minute before they come into the ring.
Yeah. And Shawn Michaels is just selling for British Bulldog right here. Not sure why he's wearing his knee pads over his trunks.
The thing you notice, man.
What like, this miscolored.
It's like we're watching some. I remember watching a match one time, and you like, look at those turnbuckles. What in the world? Who cares?
Hey, listen, it's the little things that matter.
Yeah, it looks like maybe he didn't. Maybe he left his real knee pads at home though.
I don't know, but you're right. 1 minute that was quick, and here comes
one of the blues, Jacob or Eli Blue.
But isn't this the Harris brothers?
That is the Harris brothers, yeah.
With hair.
This may be their debut match. I'm not sure. This is when they
But they didn't flash the name at the
No,
back.
They didn't say who it was. We're just going to have to guess who these guys are. So it's either Jacob or Eli.
It's one of the Harris brothers, Don or whatever
their
name.
Yeah, Ron or Don Harris.
Ron or Don Harris, tall.
One of them jacked Shawn Michaels up in the dressing room one time. And
really?
About ready to wear him out because he wasn't listening to his mouth. And they weren't around long.
Yeah.
Then they came back with their head shaved as Skull and Eight Ball of the DOA.
Yeah.
When everybody broke off into factions at one time.
Yeah, that was great.
They had like the Nation of Domination, the Disciples of Apocalypse, the Los Boricuas.
Yeah.
I can't even seem like there might have been another one too. They'd have gang warfare. And Duke the Dumpster Drosy. See, everybody had a trade back then.
He's here to take out the trash.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, who is this guy? Who is that?
I can't remember his real name, but he was arrested recently for peddling drugs, I think.
So this was probably the highlight of his career, wrestling
probably
career.
That
he's wrestling right now with Shawn Michaels.
Not a bad wrestler. You just hang a bad gimmick on somebody and... So this was in the era of wrestling garbage men and wrestling hog farmers and wrestling clowns. And I mean, everybody, they were guys who were going about their workaday lives and then decided, you know what? I believe I'm tired. I'm tired of being a hog farmer. I'm going to go wrestle because I'm tougher than these guys.
And
here comes Jimmy Del Rey, who Jimmy just passed Del Rey. Away. Gigolo Jimmy Del Rey.
God rest his soul.
Who was a really, really good worker, man. Yeah. Not a real big guy. Didn't ever have a whole lot of success, but he and Dr. Tom Pritchard were the heavenly bodies.
Yeah.
And he was, if I'm not mistaken, had they not gone with Stan Lane to replace Bobby Eaton,
yeah,
Jimmy Del Rey and Tom Pritchard both were considered to be Bobby Eaton's partner.
Yeah.
In the Midnight Express when Dennis Condrey left. Going to work on Big Duke the Dumpster. How do you get a nickname like the Dumpster? That's what I'd like to know. What does a fella have to do for people to start referring to him as a dumpster?
Well, you're also talking about Vince McMahon, a guy who was going to make a wrestler and call him Puke because he could puke on.
Yeah, well, not was right. going to. He did.
Yeah,
he did it.
This match is flying by. There are already five people
in there. Oh, yeah, man. There's Captain Lou.
And he's with one of the Wild Samoans and then the Barbarian.
Yeah. But I think they were calling him Sione or something at this time. I don't think they were calling him the Barbarian.
Oh, not. He's got a regular haircut. Doesn't have the mohawk going on. Has somebody been eliminated?
And he's wearing boots, which is different for the Samoans and the Islanders.
Jimmy Del Rey got eliminated. I think he got his feelings hurt, too.
Sione, yeah. I was kind of waiting. I wanted to hear. They were calling him Sione right now. The Barbarian, that is. He was not going by Barbarian at this point in his career. So we got 6 seconds. Man, this thing is flying by.
Yeah.
They're getting those guys out there. But I just wanted to – the biggest thing was to contrast this to the 92 Royal Rumble where you had this list. There's Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Yeah.
Who was a really nice guy.
Yeah, well. Super nice, super nice.
And good. He's a great trainer. I mean, there's some guys who are better trainers than they are personalities in the wrestling business, and that's not an insult, but that's the case with him. He's just an incredible trainer. I think, you know, Eugene, we've talked about him, Nick Densmore, same way.
Yeah.
Great trainer of talent, great eye for talent. And then, of course, the Blues, Jacob and Eli Blue, there again, that whole...
What's their gimmick supposed to be like?
We need a Bruiser Brody.
Yeah. That's who I thought it was when it came out. I thought it was the Berserker.
Yeah, right. And now I think they finally got their Bruiser Brody and Luke Harper. They've been trying to get one for years. They tried to make Mike Knox Bruiser Brody.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of wrestling clowns, Doink.
Doink the Clown.
Accompanied by Dink. The little person.
You know,
you can say midget. That's y'all's word. I understand.
You know, we talked about in February 2015, Ring of Honor is going to be in Atlanta, and I was checking on tickets and the building. And in January, at the same building, Atlanta Midget Wrestling.
I've seen that. I've gone to see midget wrestling twice, and it's entertaining, man. It is very entertaining. I went one time by myself.
What?
To see it. Yeah, just because I wanted to see it. Over in Anderson, it came to TJ Whispers. It was over, I had a few drinks with some of the guys. And we just shot
some of the boys in the back.
Yeah, some of them I really did, man.
This match is flying. But now, is this Matt Bourne playing Doink?
I'll have to look and see. It may be Steve Lombardi.
I have no idea who this is.
That's
Is that the Sultan?
That is Savio Vega under a mask, I think. And I think that I'll have to hear his name because I didn't look at these people's names before.
Nah.
But I'm pretty sure that's Savio Vega under a. It may be Quang. I'm going to say. Because I was trying to think. I was thinking Al Snow wrestled under a mask too. And I can't remember if it was him or Savio Vega that was Quang.
Quang. That sounds like a Star Trek character.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Are you going to look it up and see?
No, I'm thinking real hard.
You're just
right
thinking
now.
Real hard. You're checking out the file in your brain.
Yeah, that's right. Who's not next? A lot of elimination so far.
No, there he is,
folks.
The model. He may not have been the model at this point.
Just good old Rick Martel.
This might have been around the time he was going to be losing the Intercontinental title.
You were right, Quang.
I knew I was right.
And here's Rick Martel. There are 30 people in this match, and only 6 of them are in the ring more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. And I want to count Hall of Famers.
Oh, they made those two guys sit down on the front row. I don't know who that was. I think that's Dean Malenko.
Kind of looks like him with that silk vest and no shirt. and acid wash blue jeans.
Owen Hart.
The Rocket or the Black Heart or whoever. Owen.
Yeah.
The King of Hearts is what he's going by right now. Oh, yeah. Man, there's Bret Hart out, too.
Bret Hart.
They were in the middle of their feud. And they did have a really, really couple of really good matches against one another. They sold it. Like a lot of guys, when they're friends or they're brothers and they're fighting, people don't believe it. But you believed it with Bret Hart.
He's just laying it to him right now.
They both did an incredible job of selling that there might have been some hatred between the two of them. And Jerry Lawler hated Bret Hart.
Yeah.
At the time, they had that Kiss My Foot match. That was great. Bret Hart was weird to some of the feuds that he had.
Yeah.
With the Jerry Lawler and Bob Backlund, and he was always feuding it was strange that he would be the champ or be the top guy and have these strange feuds. There's Pat Patterson. And that's from the team of Well Done. I can't remember both.
Timothy Well.
I don't have, just so everybody, I don't have a computer in front of me telling me these people's names. Timothy Well, right?
Yeah, and he's wearing a man thong.
Yes, he is. Yeah, they were like a beefcake.
He's done. He's out.
Tag team.
Owen Hart was in the match for three
seconds.
Rick
Martel's out. Dr. Tom Pritchard's out. And we got Doink trying to take C. And then, nope, there's Doink still. Normally, it's funny that Doink would do the hope spot there with Sione.
Oh, Quang.
Oh, there's one of the Bushwhackers.
I mean, there was just a ton of elimination.
And there's Sione and one of the
Sione
Harris
and Blue.
Now we're almost back. If we get the Bushwhacker goes out, we'll be back to the same two guys who started the match.
And we will. He wasn't even there long enough to throw a punch.
Number one and number two.
I've never seen that before, that they went through about 10 guys just to get to these two.
So you got HBK and the Bulldog who were in at number one, number two. Now they're the sole two guys left.
And besides...
That may be a theme for this match.
Yeah. Besides the two of them, only one person remotely Hall of Fame, Owen Hart, has been.
Yeah, I mean, so far, and only one of these guys is a Hall of Famer. That's Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
And we'll see if there are any other Hall of Famers in this
match. Here comes the other Blue brother.
Yeah.
Jacob Blue. Don't know how you tell the difference between Jacob and
Eli. It's hard to tell when they're twins. You can't really fault me for not knowing that without being able to Google.
Right.
Hey, I knew that it was Quang and that was Savio Vega under the mask.
Yeah, and he's gone. So there have been,
there have been a lot of eliminations. Ten or 11 eliminations maybe.
Yeah, he was the 14th person and we got two people.
So there's been
12 eliminations.
I was off by one.
Yeah.
And I don't have Google in front of me.
Nope. This is Wikipedia.
Or I don't have Wikipedia pulled up.
Here we go. Look at Michaels hanging on. That's the
Vince
voice
we McMahon heard. Loved him some Shawn Michaels, boy.
Loved
him. Yeah, loves, yeah.
Here he is, Hall of Famer. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
But I don't think he is, to tell you the truth.
Golly, he's big.
He looks like a bowled egg. If I ever make a Humpty Dumpty movie, King Kong Bundy could play him.
Yeah.
Boom. And he's just snot bubbled or kicked him right in the gut. One of the Undertaker's early WrestleMania victims. Wasn't fair to Owen.
What happened to him? They just showed the replay how he got eliminated because it was so fast we missed it.
That's right. A lot of these eliminations are so fast you miss them.
Golly, King Kong Bunny. Yeah, he's bigger than both those guys put massive. Together.
He's actually lost a lot of weight.
I found it.
Yeah, me too. I got some of it. King Kong Bundy. I'm surprised. You think he's a Hall of Famer?
I don't know, but he
No, went. No, I mean not. I don't. He's not in the Hall of Fame. I'm wondering if you do. You think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
Boy, that guy.
That was Oscar from Men on a Mission. Do you think
he's not even listed here?
Yeah, you don't need to look at that. Do you think King Kong Bundy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I'd lean toward no.
Why's that?
But then again, have I heard of King Kong Bundy? Yes. Is he a name?
Well, just because you've heard of somebody doesn't make him a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I see. Other than that brief run in WWF, I don't know right. what else he did.
I don't either. He never, that I know of, held a major championship.
Right.
If you can't put everybody in the Hall of Fame just because he was in one main event at WrestleMania. Right.
Which is one more than CM Punk.
Well, true. That's great, yeah. Big Vis, we just talked about him. Mabel from Men on a Mission. That was Mo, because you had Mo, Oscar, and Mabel, Men on a Mission. And I think Oscar is their manager, and then you had Mo and Mabel. This was before he became King Mabel and broke the Undertaker's orbital bone. Diesel didn't like working with him either. He said he was laying face down one time and that Mabel would just sit down flat on the small of your back. And he said he'd ask him not to do it, and he did it anyway. They had some serious problems.
Well, yeah, you'd break your back. Yeah, like
he's way too heavy to just be dropping down on people. That's fine if you're squashing folks.
Yeah.
But you don't do that to other main eventers.
Right, right. And I never understood how he became the main eventer.
It's a big guy. Look at who's in the ring. You know what I mean? It's not like they had this incredible roster of talent to deal with.
Well, this is true, too.
They were kind of working with what they had to work with at the time, and he's the big guy. And
here's Bushwhacker Butch.
Yep. Oh, King Kong Bundy held on a little longer than I thought he would.
Yeah, he did. The four men in the ring right now, Mabel, Bushwhacker Butch, Shawn Michaels, Dave Boy Smith.
Right.
And there goes Butch.
Yeah.
I'm just telling, oh my goodness. And this match is flying by. Yeah, I think they said.
This is going to suck, folks. let's just get this over
let's
with.
Let's just get this over
let's
with.
Let's go ahead. I think if they could, and I don't want to spoil it for you here, but they'd have just declared the guy who won it the winner and gave him his title shot at WrestleMania.
Right. Yeah.
Who we got?
It's odd watching these pay-per-views and there's not a big stage.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, here he is. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I think he deserves it. I mean,
I'm telling you. He just threw Mabel.
Yeah.
I mean, just like there was nothing to it.
I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he deserves it. If you can find spots in your Hall of Fame for some of the people they've put in there, Lex Luger deserves it.
Yeah.
He just is like this hated upon guy.
Yeah.
And I just don't think he deserves it.
Weren't he and the Davey Boy Smith a tag team at one point?
They were, yeah. Might be right around this time, too. Yeah, he was. He and Bret Hart won it the year before when they both went out at the same time.
Right, right.
Well, now we're pausing just to, oh, there he is. Mantar. Jim Cornette managed him, I think.
Now, who that is that? That
was an awful Mantar.
I know, but who oh, played?
His real name, I'm not sure. I can't remember. But he's a monster, man. But he actually had a headpiece that he used to wear that looked like a bull's head. I'm surprised. I guess he didn't have it because they had to get him in there quick. There again, this is just in a bad time in WWE.
Oh, my goodness.
That was awful, awful hip toss. Boom, that big elbow, though. That ain't no joke.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is Shawn Michaels in his prime.
Yeah.
Right here, man.
Yeah.
He was good, man. I'd have hated to have to do business with him and deal with
this him. This was before his back injury?
Yeah. There's Aldo Montoya, also known as, do you know?
Yeah, that's Just Incredible.
That's right. PJ Walker, Just Incredible.
Wow, Aldo Montoya.
The Portuguese Man of War, Aldo Montoya.
See, I don't regret not watching wrestling during this
yeah,
era.
This was not great, man. Huh?
Golly, I've never seen him with hair.
Really? He's retiring in 2015.
Really?
Yeah. Heard that the other day. He said it. He's going to wrestle one more year. Hanging
I didn't realize he wrestled this year.
Well, you know, he does indie.
Hey, he kind of got his thing, you know.
Yeah,
got
himself straightened out, I think.
Which is good.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm always a fan of that. I mean, he
could have been a statistic. But
yeah, he could have been, but he got his life together.
How long did he have a run there?
Oh, and there's your wrestling hog farmer. I told you everybody's got a trade.
Henry Godwin.
Yeah, Henry O. Godwin. What not to be confused with Phineas I. He had hog and pig. Henry O. come in first, and it was actually Tex Lassinger and Shanghai Pierce.
Okay.
When they were in NWA, and then they brought him here as the Godwins. And I always thought Shanghai Pierce was one of the best wrestling names I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's a good name. Not as good as Chase Meridian.
Yeah, not as good as Chase Meridian. But if I could change my name to anything, it'd be Shanghai Pierce. How cool of a name would that be? And there's Pamela Anderson. She was going to walk the winner of the match to the ring, I guess. Something happened to her, and she had way too much makeup on. Jenny McCarthy wound up getting involved with something, too. There's old Billy Gunn. There's that Billy or Bart. Yeah, that's Billy Gunn.
Back he looks there. He's a lot bigger than or something.
Yeah, man.
I mean, but taller. He looked like I didn't remember
it's
him.
Some,
just some long blue jeans.
Yeah, makes I think it's him look blue jeans. Yeah, boy.
So we got a half man, half bull.
A wrestling cowboy. A wrestling hog farmer. A guy that's
wrestling American flag. A wrestling British flag.
Yeah. A guy who's who's a walking, breathing billboard for Portugal. I don't know what you call it.
And people say wrestling's bad now.
Yeah, we had a wrestling garbage man.
Yep.
We've had a barbarian. We had not only have we had hog farmers, we've had sheep herders.
Yes.
Wrestling garbage man, a wrestling clown. Hey, there's another wrestling cowboy, Bart Gunn, who they just
buried.
Well, I don't know that they buried him.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Butterbean buried him.
Yeah, Butterbean buried him. I mean, he just knocked him out cold, man. That may be what happens to CM Punk. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that could very well, because Bart Gunn was a tough guy.
Right.
But when he got in the ring with somebody
trained boxer.
That had been training for 10 or 15 years to box and did nothing but boxing and eat and breathe and sleep boxing, he got knocked out. And that may be what happens to CM Punk. Yeah, amongst all the other wrestlers, Bart Gunn was pretty good.
He got knocked the bleep out.
Yes, he did. And I almost said it, so you can use a woo. But I said, no, nah, I'm not going to do it. Because I know where we actually sitting at recording this show.
And here comes, oh gosh.
I can't see. You don't tell me. Let me.
Come on now.
Mr. Bob Backlund, yeah.
Please, Steve Martin.
Opie Cunningham himself. Oh, howdy doody. I doubt it.
Backlund may be smarter than he looks. Oh, there's Bret Hart attacking him.
Bret Hart attacks him now.
Golly, Bret Hart, he just needs to leave everybody alone.
Bret Hart is the Hulk Hogan of his era, going ahead and jumping on everybody before they can get in the ring.
So let me ask you this, Billy Gunn, Hall of Famer?
I think so. I do. I think, say what you will, man, the New Age Outlaws, and I've mentioned it, I mean, he's a champion with the Smoking Guns, he's a champion New Age Outlaws, champion with Chuck and Billy, and then champion again with the New Age Outlaws. Is that Timothy Whale?
That is Stephen.
Stephen. That's right. Stephen Dunn.
Wearing...
That's right. Timothy Whale was out earlier. That's Stephen Dunn.
The tag team. He's wearing a man thong.
Yeah. And fluorescent one at that. But they don't commit completely to the thong because he's got pants on underneath it.
Right. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Mantar is...
Got the horns painted down the side of his head.
Davey Boy Smith just kind of taking a breather. And Bret Hart has jumped on Bob Backlund yet again. What? That's how deep the roster was. They brought back Bob Backlund.
Yeah. Yeah. And you had to get Bret Hart involved just so you could have somebody out there. So you got Bob Backlund, if I'm not mistaken.
And then this next one, an all-time, should be Hall of Famer.
But he's not, so I don't know who it is. But if you got Bob Backlund and Shawn Michaels are the only two Hall of Famers. So who is this? Don't tell me. Oh.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, Captain. I didn't even realize he was in it, man. Captain Redneck Dick Murdoch, one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Let's see. I bet he does something comedic and goes over the top rope in a ridiculous way. He threw a great punch. It looks real. Dick Murdoch, when he's punching you, it looks like them punches would be stiff, boy. Yeah. And he's peppering everybody.
He is going around.
He's making sure everybody gets one Dick Murdoch punch so they can all tell everybody Dick Murdoch punched.
Tell your mom and tell your kids. Dick Murdoch punched me in the... And this is when Dick Murdoch came to WWF and his name was Dick Murdoch.
Yeah.
They didn't have to teach him how to work toward the hard camera and change his name.
He just went out there and did what he does. They didn't go around with him buggy whip arms and that beer belly. And
they didn't change his name to Festus McStuffin.
That's right. I'm surprised they didn't, man.
That other guy, poor guy, made him dress up like a mantar.
Call him Rick Shamrock. Oh. Adam Bomb. His real name is Brian Clark.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
What else was he in?
He was in Chronic with Brian Adams.
Yeah, you know it's true, everything I do.
Yeah, different.
Different. Oh, different my guy, bad. Yeah. My bad. Only two more.
Oh, thinking about our younger years.
Back in the summer of 69.
It was only you and me.
That's how bad this Royal Rumble is. So bad. Mark and I have been.
This is pretty awful, man.
I'm telling that there's no redeeming qualities of this.
No,
so far.
There's not. I haven't seen anything that would make me ever want to watch this again, other than seeing Dick Murdoch in there. Captain Lou can't hardly walk.
And Rikishi
too. Yeah.
That's Rikishi, right?
Yeah, Rikishi Fatu. That was his.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. They dropped the various times they dropped the Rikishi. Sometimes they dropped the Fatu.
I always felt like this was a match where if you had real heat with somebody, that's who you went after right when
you got
in the ring.
Right, that's the time to kind of get the
Mantar has been eliminated. Lex Luger's like, what am I
he
doing?
War. He's like, I just eliminated a guy who's a half bull.
Like, he's like, last week I was wrestling Ric Flair.
Yep.
So this is 95, and if we're being honest, WCW is not.
No, they're at the right in the midst of the Hulk Hogan and Sting and Macho Man versus the Dungeon of Doom stuff. I mean, I don't know exactly what storylines are going on now. And there is Crush,
the final entrant,
Adams, who would later team up with Adam Bomb, Brian Clark, and form Chronic. And he was a member of Demolition. And there goes both the Smoking Guns.
Yep.
So there's two Hall of Famers in this match.
Yeah.
As opposed to the one that the last time we did this, where there was probably like two guys that weren't
Hall of Famers. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what you get, man. I mean, you got to have those rebuilding years. Everybody left to go to WCW for big money, you know? She's got way too much lipstick on.
It doesn't matter. All right. So the Future Chronic, they're fighting. You got the Pig Farmer. You got a Samoan. I tell you, old Aldo Montoya. He's held his own. Yeah.
Stephen Dunn. That was.
Down to 9 men. Now, from your knowledge, Who does most of the booking for this? Or how do you book a Royal Rumble?
I don't know. I really don't. That's a Pat Patterson thing. He's the guy that always decided what order they went out and what order they got eliminated and how they got eliminated. It's always been my understanding. And I know that there was a big deal made last year. I think Jamie Noble took over the booking of the Royal Rumble last year. I may be wrong about that. And it was a big deal, man, because it's not an easy match to coordinate. And I'm sure there's, the few battle royals that I was in, it was, you kind of just decide when you're out there, you knew who was, that you were going out.
Right.
So you would just, you know, sometimes I went with a guy one time just because I knew he could guide me over the top rope easier. Yeah. And I was like, go ahead and toss me out because I knew.
Yeah,
that I was going to have an easier landing than if
somebody else
than if Dick Murdoch did. You know what I mean? And he did, and he took me over, and he held on to the back of my pants, and I flopped over. You know,
oh, nice!
But it didn't, you know. Bam! Landed right on my feet, right over the rope.
I still would love to see Dick Murdoch take one of his patented bumps.
Yeah.
In this match,
I'm sure he will. He's down there twitching and flopping.
I love
like
it.
A fish on dry land, boy.
And I'm telling you, Mark, the crowd is dead.
Yeah, they are. They know they ain't seeing nothing. Everybody knows who's going to win this match. Well, I take that back.
There are at Dick Murdoch.
Honestly, there are three guys who
can. Never had but a Samoan.
Why would you headbutt?
There it goes.
Yeah.
Those facial expressions.
Yeah, Dick Murdoch sometimes relied a little bit too heavy on the comedy.
Yeah.
That would be the only knock on him. But if you look around there, honestly, at the time.
And there goes Adam Bomb.
I know who wins. You know who wins. But at the time, if I'm watching this match, I know that it's one of three guys.
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I
mean, Dick Murdoch ain't winning this match.
No, I didn't even know he was in the WWF at this time.
Right. Aldo Montoya ain't winning this match.
No. Fatu is part of a tag team. Right. He ain't winning the match. Crush ain't winning the match. Oh, he thought he.
Henry O. Godwin ain't winning this match.
Right.
So it leaves three guys: Lex Luger, British Bulldog, and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. And there's old Aldo Montoya. Oh, Dick Murdoch's trying to take Shawn Michaels. Now, why would you not want?
Why would Lex Luger save Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
exactly. He wasn't trying to save Shawn Michaels. Oh. He was trying to hit Dick Murdoch.
Oh.
That's
not logical.
Vince McMahon would sometimes offer a ridiculous.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Boom, elbow drop. Dick Murdoch's hanging in there. He's like, you know, this is probably it.
This was probably the last pay-per-view main event he was in.
Yeah, I'm sure there ain't no problem.
Drop kick by Dick Murdoch. One of the Texas Outlaws.
Yeah.
Drop kicking a pig farmer.
with the airplane spin.
There you go.
Well, this has been good because we got to see Shawn Michaels.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, he tried to skin the cat.
No, but I can't believe his feet did. I thought his whole I would rewind it, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Now this is the part in the match where the five guys look at each other.
And we say, all right, who's teaming up with who? So we got two definitive heels, two baby faces, and Shawn Michaels.
Oh. This is such a forgettable match.
It is pretty awful.
What was the main event at this WrestleMania coming up?
Well, let's see.
95.
I'm going to say it was Shawn and Bret.
Was it the Iron Man match?
It must have been. I don't – maybe that was –
It's not Shawn and Diesel, is it?
No, that's what I'm trying to think, man. It might.
Because if Pamela Anderson's involved.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson.
Because she came down and Jenny McCarthy's there and they both end up walking back with Diesel.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, this may be Diesel and HBK.
But not to give away the ending of this. Yeah, five-star classic.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much done that already. Yeah, because Shawn's playing the heel. He would have been playing the babyface. Yeah, that should have. This was when he won and fought Diesel, I think. I'm going to find out. Poor old Lex
getting double teamed by Hawaiian Crush and
the big HBK. From Kona Crush, as they called him.
Boy, he had some bad gimmicks.
Yeah, he did.
But
he was always Crush. I mean, it was always a bad gimmick, but he was always Crush.
Uh-oh. Lex Luger has been eliminated.
Oh. So now we got Crush, Davey Boy Smith, and HBK.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would have been WrestleMania 9. WrestleMania 9 would have been coming up, I guess.
No, this would have been.
Yeah, it would have taken place in April of 95. Yeah, that's right, because it's when Bam Bam Bigelow and Lawrence Taylor wrestled.
Oh.
And it would be, yes, when Shawn Michaels and Diesel. That's what I was thinking earlier when I saw Pamela Anderson. I remembered them walking with Diesel.
Yeah.
This is when the British Bulldog just had long hair, not cornrows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can never trust a heel, man.
Yeah.
And here we go.
And there we go. Crush has been eliminated. Now we're down to the final two, which is the first two. And now the crowd has finally livened up a little bit.
Because
they realize
somebody
oh my goodness,
they care about.
Yeah. Hey, these were the two guys that started it.
Yeah. Two guys that people actually, we've got all the riffraff out of here.
Right.
Now we're going to have a good match.
Yeah.
Because those two guys had good chemistry together.
Yeah, they
always
did.
Had real good matches.
Oh,
and I was I'm a big Davey Boy Smith fan. I thought he was good, man.
Yeah. Golly, Shawn Michaels is.
He all the time kind of like in his match with Hogan got criticized for overselling, but he always oversold.
Yeah.
That was his thing, man.
Yeah.
That's why people liked working with him. He made him look like a million bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. As I'm watching this now, uh-oh.
This might be the one when the one foot touched or something like that. Yeah. They thought he was out, but he wasn't out.
Well, these two, Dean Malenko is pretty happy about this on the front row.
Dean Malenko. We both just quit talking and got into it there.
Yeah, we did. Because I was like, what just happened?
Well, Shawn Michaels wins the 1995 Royal Rumble. The first man ever to start at one. And
he's the only he's the only person that won
anything. Got chili in there all of a sudden.
He's the only person that won anything in that match.
Yeah, he is. He's.
And here's the thing about this match.
Well, what about this match?
They're announcing the winner.
Yeah. But we already know who the winner is, so what about this match?
Nobody got over.
No.
Nobody had a star.
Except for Shawn Michaels.
Right. Shawn Michaels is the only person that got over.
It's generally was the way it seemed to be in a lot of his matches.
So was this a blooper that one of his feet touched the ground?
I believe it was. Well, I don't know the way he kept it on the ground like that.
He sure did sell that for.
I think he's waiting on British Bulldog to get in position because he keeps looking back at him.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I think he intentionally put one foot on the floor because it was. And as Vince McMahon says, folks, there you have it.
There you have it.
The 1995 Royal Rumble and apparently Pamela Anderson, Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid. And this was his beginning to climb up and be the main event guy.
Yeah. She doesn't look very happy to be there.
I'm sure it's just a payday for her.
She doesn't know.
She was it for a while, man. She was on everybody's list of best looking women in the world.
You are correct, sir.
I hear you, baby. Loud and clear.
All right, we're going to. Oh, my goodness. Again. We wanted to do this show today.
Because we wanted to do it and we thought it'd be fun.
Yeah. And I'm glad we did this.
This is our hobby. If y'all ain't going to start clicking on the banners, I don't care if you like what we do or not. We just going to start doing what we want to do to entertain us. If y'all ain't going to click on a banner and help us pay for the bandwidth, y'all don't get a whole lot of damn say-so in what we do. I'll just go ahead and say it.
Listen, if Mark wants to throw me in a headlock, y'all chant boring as much as you want.
Yeah, that's right. We will sit here in dead silence for 5 minutes if we want to, because we're the ones that pay for this.
Oh, my goodness. Just not a good, kind of a low time for the industry.
But it's fun to look back on. It's kind of like that.
Makes you appreciate what you get
today. That Royal Rumble is kind of like watching a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, oh, it's awful. It's just one of them. It's laughable how bad it was.
Golly.
It was so bad it was good.
Right.
I really think that about that Royal Rumble. It was so bad it was good.
Nah.
Yes, it was
so
it was.
Bad it was bad.
Right. It was bad, but it's worth watching Don't you think to see the wrestling clown and the wrestling hog farmer and
yeah, that's...
the wrestling sheep herder and the wrestling dumpster?
All right. So what was Mabel supposed to be? What was Men on a Mission?
Oh, they were like a rap group. They were a positive rap group. They would get out in the community and they would do little rap songs, and they were men on a mission, and that mission was to improve the community. They were like motivational guys.
So going to your local high school and doing your assemblies and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
that type
that.
Of thing. Hmm. They were positive role models. Well, until they weren't.
Right. I'm positive that they weren't in that match very yeah. long.
The head shrinkers. They shrunk heads. Yeah, it's right there in the name.
Oh, my goodness. Well, not a lot else can be said about the 1995 Royal Rumble. We hope you, I don't know that you've enjoyed listening into this, but we hope.
Let me ask you a question. Did yeah. you ask yourself this? Did you click on a banner?
Did you click on a banner?
Not you, the people listening.
Yes.
Did you click on a banner? If you clicked on a banner, then you got a right not to like this. If you didn't click on a banner, I don't care if you like this or if you don't. I know you're buying something over Amazon.
That's right. That's
so
right.
If you can't help us out, I don't care if you like the show or not.
Listen, if you're going to watch the 95 Royal Rumble, you got to watch. You got to listen to this while you're watching it.
Yeah, why not? It's better than Vince McMahon.
Yeah. Oh, and the King, Jerry yeah. Lawler. Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, you can talk about this episode. You can talk about the 95 Royal Rumble. You can talk about whatever you want to, as long as you talk about the wrestling you grew up with. It's our Facebook group. There'll be a link to it in the show notes. You can talk to us on Twitter. Send us a message. We're getting ready to end. This is kind of the end of 2014, beginning of 2015. A lot of great things happening for the show and in the show and around the show. But I hope everybody's had a great year. I know I have. So, this is for the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.